cgsf.ca or on our radio app, which can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktr.ee/cgsfradio and learn more by visiting our website at cgsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You just heard a couple of upcoming radio masters. That was their first show, and they did amazing. I think that last song by Cressida was awesome. And now I'm going to get into my show for today, which is going to be a fun mix. A lot of alternative music. We're going to kind of jump right off the bat with some Afternoon Bike Ride, who I talked about last week, their album that was written during one of the band members' time dealing with grief and with a parent who is like slowly succumbing to Alzheimer's, I'm pretty sure. It was called Running with Scissors. It was great. I'll be playing the track Miss Universe. I'll be playing a band called Grumpy with an album called Piebald. But coming up first will be the artist Rachel Cousins, who is described as one of Atlantic Canada's most promising talents. So that'll be a bit of folk music to start us off. But then after that will be Greg Freeman, Beta Trip, some punk with The Problem with Kids Today, Super Chunk, who I love as well, Rec Center. But first will be Rachel Cousins with her album What Hasn't Killed Me with the track Deserve More.
Find a new partner and teach them to dance. I think you'll be fine and you'll make better plans. The ones you have now are a waste of your time. He'll only keep lying and you can't change his mind. Go make some new best friends who treat you like gold. I hear they're treating you like dirt and the jokes are getting old. It's better just to be alone than with an evil crowd. So find yourself the people who leave you feeling proud. Well, maybe if you just close that door, open up another and find something more. And when you find it, you'll realize you're settling for bad lives. Well, maybe then you'll figure it out that you deserve more, the best. And you'll wake up one day and hopefully you see my point of view. That
I'm feel so ashamed, but then you deliver me. Turn your ear nearer to me, no matter what I say. I feel a sense of safety, like in Fort Mifflin's fortress, with our legs dangling off of all that brick and stone. I told the deepest secrets I had hidden from you. Now I'll never feel child. She wouldn't.
That was the Queens-based artist Grumpy with her latest album, Piebald, released in September of this year, and that was the track Proud of You, and it was really fun. I think you should also go and look at the EP cover, because then you will understand exactly what this artist wants you to know about them, what they want you to appreciate about them, and they describe this character that they have of being grumpy, of just seeing how ugly they can be, how much can they admit, how much can they perform the things that have been most painful in their life. The grumpy character is a villain who wins over the listener with his acceptance of pain and a sense of humor. He is creepy, brash, and somehow charming. He is inviting an audience to be entertained by his ugliness, and it insists on the dignity in the midst of humiliation, on connection despite rejection. It's about remaining indispensable even when discarded. Piebald doesn't ask for pity. It casts a spell and dares you to look away. And I like this one description of the album, of being a lopsided grin with a knife behind it, a shimmery gut punch that turns the grotesque into glamour and heartbreak into theater. That is the description of the album you just heard, Piebald. Please go look at the album cover. I'm really still trying to make sense of it, but I love it. And I love that track as well, so definitely check them out. Before that was Afternoon Bike Ride, who I told you about. And before that as well was Cuddle Magic, another great band. And now we're going to go into a pretty long alternative set coming up, a little clip for you guys. It's usually a bit shorter, but I've got some great bands coming, such as the local band, or artist I should say, Rec Center. We've got Greg Freeman coming up with their album Burn Over, Beta Trip, and then one song that I've listened to on repeat for this past week because I'm excited to talk to you guys about. But first up will be the artist Jeff Tweedy with their latest album Twilight Override, which has 30 songs on it, which is crazy. But if you like it, he is coming to Vancouver on April 4th of next year. So this is your little sneak peek into the 30 song album called Twilight Override. I'll be playing you the track No One's Moving, and I really enjoyed it. I obviously haven't had the time yet. It's finals right now, so I only got to listen to a few tracks, but I liked it. I'm definitely gonna check it out more. If you guys like it too, definitely go check him out as well. It's Jeff Tweedy coming up soon. And there is a good description of this album by a reviewer, I think, where if there's a concept to the record, it's about punching through the darkness, keeping on, keeping on. Only then and only maybe might you live to reveal that next glorious stray cat horizon. That's what being there is all about. And yeah, I think that deeply poetic, kind of vague description is exactly what Jeff Tweedy is all about. He's not afraid of making it longer, making it weirder. He has done everything, and I just discovered him. So I'm glad to learn more about him and all different artists that people connect him to, all the ways that he pushes the boundaries of his genre. So that'll be coming up next, Jeff Tweedy with No One's Moving. So stay tuned after this short announcement.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today. I wanna dance right into the light.
something that he posts online. He's doing fine. He's got a family.
Then your heart's not an app. Then my heart's not an app.